Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side, those listening in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, those listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. We have a first-timer on our program this afternoon. Lisa Walker Cook is joining us live to talk to us not only about her literary journey and what led her to writing, but also to talk about her books that she has out. She's the author of Will the Circle Be Unbroken, The Prodigal Daughter, and The Divided House. Lisa, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon on Conversations Live. It's great to speak with you. Well, Lisa, for you, I mean, when you think about what has led you down this road, when did you first realize that writing was something you were interested in?
Probably back when I was in 6th or 7th grade. I had an English teacher who really pushed me in English, and at that time I became a lover of words, the English language. It was, the words are so powerful when you put them together and you make a story out of it, and I was always interested in storytelling anyway.
Yeah.
So she just kind of pushed me into the mindset that I could actually write a book, and that's what I journeyed to do.
Yeah, and you've done that and then some, Lisa,
yeah.
Being able to publish a few books here.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you look at these books, and I was thinking about this today, actually, when it comes to authors like yourself,
mm-hmm.
when you look at a book cover and you see your name on it, and know that people literally around the world can now purchase a book that has your name on it, that has your story in it, your imagination. What does that feel like for you?
Well, actually, it's like a dream come true. I have come a long way when it comes to writing. I've been doing this for many, many years, but it gives me great, great pleasure because I know that my hard work and my dedication and my perseverance has produced something that hopefully someone will be inspired, encouraged, or empowered by. So it's an awful, awful good feeling mm-hmm. to see my work actually in print and to see my name on the front cover of a book.
Yeah. And so, you know, when you think about the encouragement that you got at one time to pursue this course, do you feel as though, when you look at what you've been able to do, that this is really where you belong, that this is what you were meant to do?
Yeah, I think so, and I guess it's different for everybody, but for me, I get this outstanding feeling, this gratification that nothing else gives me when I'm writing and when I'm putting characters together and when I'm assembling all of the words that I've come up with and the ideas and the uniqueness of my writing. So, yeah, I would absolutely say yes. I believe that I am where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah, and I think, you know, that's what so many people who, following their purpose, Lisa, I think they feel the same way. So when you go back and you look at the titles you've been able to release already, and we know that there's already more in your head waiting to come out, what is it that inspires you? Where do ideas come from for you?
You know what, I believe that the majority of my ideas actually, I believe, comes from God. I write about people who are flawed, who are dysfunctional, and oftentimes we don't like to really admit that we're troubled in our lives, and we have to understand that there's a commonality that's shared by all mankind, and that includes me. So my inspiration and my ideas and my thoughts come actually from so much of what I've already experienced myself and see others go through. So I found it, I'm a very observant person, and I watch people, and I watch them in their own setting, and I watch them in other settings as well, and I see how consistent or inconsistent they are living. And there are things that happen in my own life with me and my husband and my boys, and good or bad, I interject that into the work as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you think it's that that paying attention to detail, Lisa, and that being able to be in tune with people that makes your characters relatable and also easy for people to get to know and even get to like?
I think so. It's a challenge, first of all, just to write. You have to really sit down and allow the Holy Spirit, I think, to work with you. And my characters are black like me, and, you know, I do not apologize for that, but I do write a message of hope and love and forgiveness, and that transcends all cultures and races. So
right. To
write from any other perspective as a black African-American puts the work at risk as not being, believable. So that does not mean white readers, Latino readers, Asian readers, anyone can relate to the work. And I write about issues, and I think all of us deal with some issue at some time or other in our lives.
Right.
And I want to make the writing, interesting enough that people aren't afraid to pick up the book and take a chance on reading it and possibly seeing themselves and possibly what they're going through inside of the book and find a way to actually help them to overcome the situation that they're in a godly fashion.
Right, exactly. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Lisa Walker Cook. She's the author of titles such as The Prodigal Daughter, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, and The Divided House. We've been talking about this experience for her. When it began, she was sharing with us it was actually a friend that encouraged her. And now here she is being able to share her stories. We were talking about, what is it that gives her some of the ideas. She shared a little bit about that. And I'm curious, Lisa, because as people get to know you, especially where you live, and then hear about you now thanks to technology like the Internet, people are able to say, you know what, if Lisa can do this, I think I'm going to try it too. Have you found that because you have stayed on your path, that you have inspired other people to start up on their own path to share their stories?
And I think so. I mean, actually, I see my work as a ministry. And to me, a ministry is something that it's a calling from God, number one. So I believe that if others can see that, they don't necessarily have to write, but I hope that I give them the courage to pursue their paths, whether it's writing, whether it's whatever it is. I mean, just to see how I've persevered over the years, I pray that that's an encouragement for anyone who wants to seek their dreams, because I did, and my dream of writing has become a reality. So I think if I can do it, anybody can do it, whether it's writing, whether it's being a good homemaker, whether it's being a great real estate agent, a great radio personality. I mean, you have to pursue your dreams if that's your purpose.
Yeah.
So,
well, I appreciate
absolutely.
You, Stanley. I appreciate that. Lisa, as far as, the journey goes, it's interesting you said that you see it as a ministry, because I have often talked about this program. I've seen it the same way,
right,
as this is my place that I've been given, and that's why I feel so responsible for it. So for you, as individuals of faith, every day is not full of sunshine and rainbows. You have those days where you feel the doubt, you feel the sadness, you feel the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, though, that keeps you moving forward? Because, we cannot do everything that we want to do. We don't always get the results that we want to get.
That's true.
But what is it that keeps you moving forward when so many people, quite frankly, would stop?
Well, I think what keeps me going mainly is my love for the Lord. And over the last few years, I've really began a journey of deep study and deep meditation and really learning about who God really is and just really developing a great relationship with Him. And there are times when I am discouraged. There are times when I do doubt. And there are times when things just don't go the way I planned them. But inside of myself, I've learned to overcome those things due to Scripture and other encouraging words that I've gotten from people who are around me. So, sure, there are going to be some dark days, and there are going to be some trials and tribulations, and there are going to be some things that are going to be just hard to accept. But
right.
knowing who I am in God's kingdom gives me, all the power that I need to come up out of that deep hole sometimes I find myself in. So it's definitely the Word of God that keeps me going.
Lisa, I mentioned three of the titles that you have published already available, and we're going to let our listeners know how to find out more information about you in a moment. Which title came first?
Will the Circle Be Unbroken was the first title.
And the second title was The Prodigal Daughter?
The Prodigal Daughter's second title, and the third title is The Divided House. And
so,
one more title in this series. It's going to be in one piece, P-E-A-C-E.
Oh, okay, in one piece. Okay. What I wanted to ask you about was that time between Will the Circle Be Unbroken and The Prodigal Daughter. Because, you know I've found, you know, when something goes well,
right,
you know, you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But then there also is that anxiety that, okay, you know what, if I, you know, put something else out, you know, will it compare? Did you feel that? Did you feel that as you were going from Will the Circle Be Unbroken to The Prodigal Daughter? Did you feel that anxiety of, will I be able to, you know, live up to the same height? Will I be able to deliver like I did with the first one?
You know what, that really did not bother me. That was really not a concern for me. I felt that the story needed to continue. I felt that Martha Johnson, who is the main character in the book, I felt that she had not been clearly defined. I felt that she needed to say more. I felt that there was more to her than what I had actually put into the first book. So, you know what, that really didn't bother me at all. I felt that I was on this journey, and it was leading me to another book and another book and another book. No, I didn't have any anxiety. The only issues I probably had was I just didn't have enough time to do it in. But
okay.
Anxiety, no. I've learned not to be anxious for hardly anything anymore. I've just discovered that it's best to be as calm and, you know, as in tune with my spirit as I can be. And I don't think I suffered any anxiety. I would answer that question as no. I don't think there was any.
So then what do you then say to people who look at you, look at what you've been able to do, three books out already, one book still to come in this series as you were talking about. What would you say to them about the importance of not being anxious? Because I know we live in this world, whether we try to do it or not. We live in a world that wants things quickly. We want it, you know, to happen in the time that we want it to have to happen. And when it doesn't, we get fidgety. We get, you know, it's very quick to get impatient. So what do you say to people in their lives, regardless? And you brought up a good point. Even though it may not be writing, maybe for them it's singing or acting, whatever their passion might be or whatever their purpose is that they see for themselves, how do you help them either in conversation or through, you know, your example to realize that, you know what, things happen in their time?
Right. And I guess it goes back to what I was speaking of earlier. Patience is a virtue, and that's really the truth. I don't think anything that is good is going to be quick. I think it's going to take time. I think personally, I think that God tests us and see how much we're willing to put up with, how far we're willing to go to pursue our dreams and to see them come true. So.
Yeah.
If you're not producing patience, then there's no need to try to pursue anything, because anything that's good, anything that's worthwhile, it's going to take some time to develop. And in that time, while you're waiting and while you're patiently hoping for things to happen to you, you start to increase your faith, your courage, your perseverance. All of those things work together for good.
Right.
So, you know, patience is going to have, you're going to have to wait on it. You're going to have to wait on it. And be not weary. Be not weary. Because in due season, God will come. He'll come to your rescue, and your purpose will be defined, developed, and others will see it. So you're going to have to learn some patience, because I have.
Yeah. I think that's a great lesson for all of us, Lisa. Again, Lisa Walker Cook, everyone. She's the author of titles such as Will the Circle Be Unbroken, The Prodigal Daughter, and The Divided House. She mentioned there's another book that's coming in this series. Lisa, we're going to let you tell our listeners here in a moment how they can find out more information about you and stay in contact with you. But I want to ask you about, you know, as far as satisfaction goes, you you brought up a really good point. I mean, about, you know, why it's important, you know, not to sweat the small stuff for one thing, but also to realize that at the end of the day, and I think this is something all of us have to kind of deal with, is that it's not even about us. You know, as you look at success as an author, what does that mean for you? Because success, and I found on this show, especially when I asked this question, success means different things for different people because people want different things from their journey as writers. But for you personally, what does success look like?
Success for me is when I get to be in a room full of women and they're telling me how the book has helped them, how it's empowered them, how it's influenced them, how it's created an atmosphere inside of them, a space inside of them that wants to move forward in their own journey. And you're right, success is different for everyone, but that's how I see success, is when someone comes up to me and say, you know what, you really inspired me, you really helped me, you really motivated me, and this is something that I am going to use so that I can pursue my dream as well. So that's my success, when I can hear those stories and those powerful moments when women are telling me and that how empowered they've been and moving forward in their own lives. So
Right. That's
how I view success. It's when I've actually helped somebody.
And I think that's the thing for all of us to be able to realize, that it's not about us. Again, I think we're another great example. I mean, your success, as you just outlined it there, is tied to other people feeling as though they have gotten something out of it. And so that just really shows the importance of not putting all the attention on us. So, Lisa, let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you and also how they can get their copies of the books.
Okay. You can find me at Amazon.com. You can find me at BarnesandNoble.com. Or actually, you can email me at lisawalkercook@yahoo.com, and I can give you further information from there.
Okay. Again, lisawalkercook@yahoo.com is where they can find you.
LisaWalkerCook@yahoo.com, Amazon.com, and BarnesandNoble.com.
And BarnesandNoble.com, so you can find her there. Lisa, congratulations again, not only on the three books, but also all that we know is to continue to come, and also for what you're doing to show people what's possible in their lives, because so many times, you know, we are told what we can't do. I think what you've been able to do is a great example of what is possible for all of us. So congratulations again to you, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you, Cyrus.
All right. Now, if you missed any part of my conversation with Lisa, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the links are available already on both of those places. Just go to facebook.com/CAWEB4, that's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4, and on Twitter you can find me at Cyrus Webb, that's CYRUSWEBB. Just click on the link there. You'll be able to go back and listen to the recording completely for free, and also you'll see buttons there to email it to your friends and also share it on your Facebook and Twitter pages as well. That's going to do it for us for this afternoon edition of our program. I'll be back with you guys for our primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time. This evening I'll be joined by Zenaida Royal Maria. We'll be talking about how you can be real and great now. I've been looking forward to this for a couple of weeks. We're going to show you through her book and also through practical instructions how you can look at your life and truly live up to your purpose. I know Lisa talked about this. We're going to help you guys to get tuned into that, show you also examples of what others have been able to do and what is possible for all of you guys. So again, make sure you join us at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, that's 5 p.m. Pacific time, for our friends on the West Coast, for Zenaida Royal Mario. Again, be real and great now, or bragging, as the initials are for that. So we hope you'll join us then. Until that time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.